2023 Prophetic School is here. It's a place where you hear God's voice clearly. So, get set for an encounter. Ministry, Pastor Benga Shafe, be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. So let's consider our second topic for this prophetic school. When you want to understand the breakdown of the prophetic ministry, and this is me teaching now on the prophetic gift of the word of knowledge. And please permit me to say very quickly here that there's a difference between prophecy and prophetic giftings. You know, there's a difference between prophecy and prophetic giftings. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible gives us a list from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 to 11. And I wish I had some time to teach on the first and second verse alone. But maybe I will come back to it tomorrow. But when you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as 1 to 11, the Bible talks about the diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And this, there are about 9 of these gifts. We have the word of wisdom. That is not the gift of wisdom. It's the word of wisdom. That means it's a word. It's a fragment of a revelation. Nobody has the gift of wisdom. Nobody knows everything. Nobody has the gift of knowledge. You have a measure. We have the word of knowledge. We have the word of wisdom. And we have the discerning of spirit. These three categories are, those are the three major prophetic gifts. But by extension, you know, you may also want to have what we call the minor peers. We have the major peers and the minor peers. For those of you who understand what I'm saying. So the major peers, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. We have the minor peers, which include prophecy, the gift of diverse tongues, and interpretation. Interpretation has to be there. All right? So out of these five gifts, you have three major ones, and one of them is the word of knowledge. All right? So what is the gift of the word of knowledge? This is the divine ability to see into the past events, of which a person would not have known naturally. All right? Of which a person would not have known naturally. So you are looking at a person and you are speaking to that person about something that has happened in the past or that is happening right now in the present. And there was no way you would have known that particular situation except by the Holy Spirit. This gift is a revelation gift. That means it reveals something. The gift of the word of knowledge reveals something. Something that can be confirmed most of the times by the person you are speaking to. Something that can be confirmed. And this gift sometimes flows through preaching and teaching. All right? Now, the gift of word of knowledge reveals the mind of God based on certain things that have happened in the past, or it could be happening to the person now. All right? Now, this gift is not for witch hunting, but for deliverance. Every time the gift of the word of knowledge is manifested, it is for deliverance. It is not to manipulate. It is to help. It is not to manipulate, it is to help. There was a situation in John chapter 1 and verse 4b where Jesus met with Nathanael. All right? And Jesus, the guy was, you know, he wasn't really excited to see Jesus until when Jesus began to talk about him. And Jesus said, then he started getting excited because Jesus said, "You are a Jew in which there is no guile." And then he was fascinated. And Jesus said to him, "While you are under the fig tree, I already saw you." So before Jesus got into that meeting spot, Jesus had had a vision or a revelation. and he saw Nathaniel that they were going to have a meeting. All right. So this is a revelation gift. He already knew Nathaniel before Nathaniel knew him. With this kind of gift, you can discern who is standing in front of you. You can know who you are talking to. You can know who you are talking to. This gift will give you the advantage to see what the enemy has been doing or is doing right now. And you are able to use that information to your advantage. Also, permit me to tell you that this gift is useful in not only in when it pertains to spiritual things, in spiritual matters, but in your business, in your marriage, at the hospital. Sometimes if you're a medical personnel, somebody may be standing in front of you or sitting in front of you, and the Lord is just telling you, this is the spirit of death. But you can't say that to the person. I remember I was sharing the gospel with a particular lady. This lady was from a very comfortable home. And I was talking to her in front of their building. She lived in their own house. We lived in a rented apartment. All right? So I was trying to tell her, you know, you need to give your life to Christ, you know, to come to Jesus. The girl was just looking at me like, see, I can't come to Christ. She was so confident about it. She said, yeah, I can't come to Christ. That you don't know anything. You need to see life. Okay, what will I do with Jesus? Then God spoke to me. Say there are demon spirits behind her, whispering to her that I should talk to those demons and rebuke them. And I rebuked them under my breath. She gave her life to Christ in 5 minutes. You need revelation knowledge. Not everything is not the way you are looking at them. When you marry a lady, you are marrying into her past. When you marry a man, you are marrying into that man's past. It's not just the guy with beard, tall, dark, who works at Chevron. You know, that's not the guy you marry. That's the guy you are looking at. You are marrying into somebody's genetic history. You are marrying into somebody's spiritual history. You are marrying into that person's pain and progress. It is good and important for you to operate that gift, to know what they are hiding, what could be kept away from you. Very important. There was a situation in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 12. The king would meet with his ministers, and they would discuss certain things. Before they wake up the next morning, Elisha already knew what they were discussing, and he would send a WhatsApp message to the king of Israel. Don't go here tomorrow. They are coming. Stay in your house. Do this. Do that. And the king was like, how can we be discussing here? And before we know it, somebody already, you know, has informed them over there. The person said, look, don't sweat it. There's a man in that country. His name is Elisha. Listen to me. This prophecy in the Old Testament, they operated a dangerous dimension of this gift. And we who claim that we are Christians, that we have the Holy Spirit in us, we are not even anywhere close to them. And yet we keep saying, the law is over, now we are in the time of grace. The time of grace means we should be able to operate in these things more profoundly. The gates have been opened. All of us can come into these things. But many times we don't even have the desire for it. There was a man. They said there's a man. His name is Elisha. If you say anything, if you eat beans in the middle of the night, he will wake up and tell the king, they are eating beans in that country. I realized that, and this is me being honest, people are in front of me, they want me to tell them something. I can't talk to them because they are not even ready. So I just encourage them. They are not ready. They can't. They are going to hate you. They'll just hate you. You can't marry this person. I don't tell people to marry again. I mean, just whatever it is, God will give you the grace. I mean, because you just make enemies for yourself. He said this is is a gift that can help you know the heart of men, the secret of men. When people are lying to you, you will know. You will know. Now, this gift requires a lot of spiritual maturity, because God will not upgrade that gift if you are reckless. If you are only somebody who has to say what you see, or always you cannot keep your mind, you cannot keep your mouth shut, you must say your mind. When you see, you must say. You will be very weak in the use of this gift. You have to learn as a prophetic person to be very quiet and observant. You may be with your friends, you are gisting and screaming and laughing, talking about the football match that will be played this evening. But in your spirit, you are quiet. You are quiet. You are not even, you are just joking with them. You are not in that meeting. If you see a vision, every time you see something, you will not grow like this. One of the core disciplines of the prophet is that there are things that even God will not say, don't talk, don't mention it. And you know in your heart that you must not say anything. This gift requires a lot of maturity. Because with the gift, you can discern people's names. You can know the kind of disease they are having. I was preaching in a particular city, somewhere in Adamawa State. The whole town came to that meeting. And I was praying for people with heart conditions. People who could not bend down for years, for 15 years, 12 years. People were getting up out of wheelchairs. And a brother came out of the congregation and almost charged at me. He almost charged at me. And I had to step back. He said, you prayed for this woman, she got healed. I'm still not well. I said, I'm not the healer. It's Jesus that is healing. He said, no. I had to start praying in my mind that, God, please, oh. They're about to beat somebody here. You need to come and help us out here. Then I just felt a release of faith. And then I said to the brother, stretch your hands up. And I said, stretch it down. Then I touched his heart and I said, behold. I said, check the pain. This one is not. The brother just said, hey, why you Allah? Hey, why you Allah? Hey, why you Allah? The guy, like, the pain is gone. I said, Okpeo. Okpeo. I just ran back to the altar because they would have beaten me for free. And then they would ask me to take it as a suffering for Christ. So I just thank God that. That was the fastest prayer God ever answered since I've been praying. I just thank God. Crack my Bible, I'm going home. You can do terrible things. As a prophet, you can operate the healing anointing with the word of knowledge. If you watch Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, his crusade, you will see him say, oh, there's somebody here. You will see Pastor Adeboye, the same thing. You will see Benny Hinn, the same thing. Yo, there's somebody there. Pastor Adeboye said, there's somebody here. You have been praying. You want to increase your height. You want to grow taller. The Lord said it is done. That's the gift of the word of knowledge. It can be very strange and weird, but it is powerful. Listen to me. If you desire this gift, you can get it. The Bible says you should covet earnestly the best gifts. The gift of the word of knowledge goes into the very nature of God himself. The very nature of God himself, because God knows everything. Some of you, you are committing sin. I know God is not saying anything because God has seen your future, that you will outgrow that sin. God has seen it that you will grow, you will become stronger. God has seen it that you won't always be emotionally weak. God has seen it. So it's not as if God likes what you are doing, but somehow God is able to accommodate you, because he has seen that over time you became strong and you became very powerful. Jesus was at the well, and he saw this woman and he operated that gift. He told the woman, go and call your husband. That was the gift in operation. All right? Now, listen to me. This gift of the word of knowledge has the capacity to grow. That means you can operate in different layers and layers. Two people can have the gift, but one could be more powerful. You know, just very, as long as you are under the control of the Holy Spirit, that gift can be very powerful. There are people here who are listening to me. You operate the gift, but it only happens like once in a while. Go and work on your submission to the Holy Spirit. The word of knowledge can build faith in God. Every time God speaks to somebody beside you and you see that thing come to pass, or you see it as a confirmation of what the person is, you know, what was said, it builds your faith in God that when you are in church and the prophet is saying to you, oh, my brother, I the Lord is saying this about you, and it confirms what you have been going through, it builds your faith in God like, oh, God actually knows me. God has not forgotten me. It builds your faith in God. We are able to strengthen each other with the gift of the word of wisdom because we can see that God knows us. He sees us. There are some of us here, it was that gift that saved our lives. Ananias knew Saul by revelation when Jesus appeared to him. It can be used in ministry. When you are ministering the word of God, you are, if you're a preacher or you're a psalmist, you're a worship leader, you can operate this gift. You can pray. Have you ever, for those of you who sing, have you ever, you know, maybe somebody was leading worship and you started singing the song that was on their mind? I don't know if it has happened to you, but it has happened to me several. I'm in a congregation and worship is going on and there's a song that keeps coming to my spirit. All of a sudden, the person that is leading worship starts to sing it. It's a measure of that operation because your spirits are connecting each other and you are picking the vibes. Those vibes are beginning to flow. That gift can be used to bring healing and deliverance. It can be used to trace the source of long-term problems. The gift can be useful in spiritual warfare. It can be useful in knowing hidden conversations. When people gather and they are talking about you, you can know through the gift of word of knowledge.